My name is Larry Ray Swearingen. I'm on death row, scheduled to be murdered August 21st for a crime I did not commit.
Swearingen has been saying that for almost 20 years.
You have faulty forensic science that's upholding this conviction, and now they want to murder me to make sure the conviction doesn't come undone.
After 2 decades on death row, Swearingen is now pudgy bald and his skin is a pasty white. In all of that time, he has never stopped insisting on his complete innocence.
No, I did not take Melissa's life. We were friends then, we're friends now, we will always be friends.
But the police and prosecutors who worked to convict Swearingen of capital murder and who are working now to have him executed say that is a lie, one of Swearingen's many lies.
There's no other perpetrator out there. There's no other boogeyman. There's no other serial killer that killed Melissa Trotter. It's Larry Swearingen.
That's Kelly Blackburn with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office.
There is a mountain of evidence that connects Larry Swearingen to the death of Melissa Trotter that he was convicted on, besides science.
Forensic science is central to solving murders. Prosecutors rely on it every day. But in the Melissa Trotter case, some of the forensic science appears to contradict the prosecution. However, Blackburn says there is a wealth of circumstantial evidence in the case that points directly at Swearingen.
Larry Swearingen wasn't connected to this case through DNA or through science. He was connected to this case and was convicted on evidence that put him at the scene, that put him and Melissa Trotter together, what happened before, during, and after her murder. So that's why he was convicted.
Swearingen admits if you listen to only the prosecutor's narrative, he sounds guilty. But he says they have consistently used junk science to pin a murder on him while dismissing legitimate forensic science that can prove it's impossible for him to be Melissa Trotter's killer. It was December 8, 1998, that 19-year-old Melissa Trotter went missing in Willis, Texas, north of Houston. She was an outgoing college student last seen alive at the Lone Star College Montgomery County campus. Swearingen at that time was a 27-year-old electrician. He was driving a stolen red pickup truck and had a history of problems with the law.
I was a screw-up. I was a violent screw-up. And you get the wrong conclusion.
Swearingen immediately became the suspect in the Melissa Trotter missing person case. They had been seen together at the college the day she went missing. His name and pager number were written in Trotter's notebook. 3 days after her disappearance, Swearingen was arrested on outstanding traffic warrants. He's been behind bars ever since. While being questioned by investigators, he told them he didn't even know Melissa Trotter and had never spoken to her.
I don't even know the girl. You know, up to that point, I never knew the girl even existed.
Well, why would she have your pager number?
She asked me, was there a way to get a hold of my sister? When I walked up to the marina, she asked me, hey, aren't you Becky's brother? And I said, yes.
You had never talked to her before that day?
No, ever. Never.
On January 2nd, 1999, 25 days after her disappearance, the body of Melissa Trotter was found by hunters in a remote location in the Sam Houston National Forest. Partially clothed, she had been strangled with the leg segment cut from a pair of pantyhose. It was now a murder investigation, and the evidence against Swearingen was piling up. Police searched his truck and found strands of Melissa Trotter's hair. Swearingen then said she had been in his truck many times.
We were dating. We were friends with benefits.
But when I pressed Swearingen for details about their relationship, he becomes suddenly shy.
What we did or what we didn't do is nobody's business. There has to be some chivalry in the court system where you don't degrade somebody who can't be here to say, yes, that's true, or no, that's not true.
While Swearingen was in the county jail, there was a strange twist in the case. A letter written in lousy Spanish claimed that Swearingen was innocent. In the letter, there were details about the case that had not been in the news, about the position of the body and the color of Melissa Trotter's underwear. This letter could exonerate Swearingen, except for the fact that he wrote it.
They started printing in the paper they were going to kill me, yeah. That's what prompted the Spanish letter. I was scared to death about it.
Swearingen said he knew those incriminating details because he had the autopsy report and the crime scene photos. Prosecutors say they have plenty of evidence that ties Swearingen to the Melissa Trotter murder. A cell phone tower pinged him near where the body was found. A match of the murder weapon pantyhose was found at Swearingen's trailer. Polyester fibers from his truck were on Trotter's coat. Swearingen counters, cell phone tower pings are no longer considered legitimate evidence. Claims of a pantyhose match were overblown and inaccurate. Polyester fibers are polyester.
Fibers are not unique to anything. They're mass produced. So when you say, hey, this fiber here is unique, no, it's not. It's similar.
And there is the evidence that the prosecution dismisses. Drops of blood under Trotter's fingernails did not match Swearingen's DNA. Trotter's body was lightly decomposed. Experts have testified it appears Trotter's body was in the woods for no more than 2 weeks. That's when Swearingen was locked up in the county jail. Blackburn says none of this matters. He says Swearingen is the killer who has proven that he will do and say anything to avoid paying for his crime.
Even given all that, this isn't what convicted Larry Swearingen. The evidence that was presented in the totality of everything that we're looking at and the picture that was painted for this jury as to what they were to evaluate that put him before, during, and after this murder, that's what convicted him.
I hate to say it, everybody wants to live. I mean, it's a fight or flight process. When you're looking there and you're looking at the clock and they're saying, hey, I'm going to die this day, nobody wants to die for a crime that they didn't commit.
On Friday, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit rejected Swearingen's latest motion for a stay of execution. Swearingen's appeal now goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.